श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कॉमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 6 फ्रॉम वर्स 1 टू 4 ऑन द डिसिप्लिन ऑफ एक्शन एंड मार्क्स ऑफ द मैन हु हैज अटेन्ड योगा और इक्वानिमिटी। Chapter 6, Verse 1. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Anashrita Karma Palam, Karyam Karma Karotiyaha, Sasanyasi Cha Yogi Cha, Naniragnirna Chakriyaha. The Blessed Lord said, He who discharges his duties without desiring its fruit is both a sannyasi, which means Sankhya Yogi, and a Yogi, which means a Karma Yogi. He is not a Sannyasi, which means renouncer, who has merely renounced the sacred fire, and is not a Karma Yogi, who has merely stopped all actions. Comment: The sannyasi or yogi is neither bound by fire nor by actions, but is bound by the desire for fruit. Phale sakto nibadhyati. Refer Gita chapter 5 verse 12. It means he who has renounced the desire for the fruit of action, he is truly a sannyasi and a yogi. By renouncing attachment to the fruit, one attains eternal peace. Tyaga shantir anantaram. Refer Gita chapter 12 verse 12. Therefore, a true renouncer is he who has given up attachment to the fruit of actions. Yastu karma palatyagi satyagitya bidhiyate. Refer Gita chapter 18 verse 11. Chapter 6, Verse 2. Yamsanya samiti prahur yogam tam vidhi pandava nahya sanyasta sankalpaha yogi bhavati kashchana. O Pandava, what they speak of as sannyasa, know that to be the same as yoga. For no one becomes a yogi without renouncing thought of the world, that is, without giving up subtle desires of the world. Comment: Even though both Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga are separate disciplines, but they both have one thing in common, that is, in getting rid of subtle desires. As long as man has importance and sense of mind with the world, and he considers world to be real, he cannot get rid of subtle desires. Without giving up subtle desires, man cannot succeed in any of the yogic disciplines. He cannot become a jnana yogi, which means yoga of knowledge, hatha yogi, which means yoga of life breath control and postures, karma yogi, which means yoga of action, and bhakti yogi, which means yoga of devotion. But rather, he will definitely be a bhogi, which means enjoyer of worldly pleasures. Chapter 6, Verse 3. Aru rukshor munir yogam karma karana muchyate yoga rudasya tasyaiva Shama karana muchyate. To the contemplative soul, which means a muni, who seeks perfection in karma yoga, which means samatha or equanimity, performing the duty without selfish motive is said to be the means. For the same person, when he is established in yoga, serenity of mind, which means absence of subtle worldly desires, is said to be the means to God realization. Comment: on performing actions only for others without any selfish motive, the anxiety, which means speed and hastiness, of doing actions is eliminated. With the elimination of anxiety in doing actions, one gets established in samatha, which means equanimity or yoga. Getting established in yoga, one attains peace. When one does not rejoice that peace also, he attains God realization. The peace, which means shama or shanti, means to be serene, in silence, and develop the attitude of non-doer of anything. So long as we have relationship with doing actions, up to that time, we are maintaining relationship with Prakriti or nature. And so long as we have relationship with Prakriti, there is absence of peace, there is suffering, and we are bound in the cycle of birth and death. The relationship with Prakriti is gone when we come to the non-doing stage. The reason is that action and objects are in Prakriti. But in a pure consciousness, there are neither actions nor objects. Therefore, in realizing God, being in peace and or not being a doer of any actions is the cause. But if we rejoice in such peace, then we will not realize God. By the feeling that I am in peace and having pride of that peace, thinking there is an immense peace, by being contented that I am in peace, we would be enjoying the peace. Therefore, one should not impose the ego or the individuality with peace, but instead should understand that peace is naturally present on its own. While enjoying the peace, if the peace would be disturbed, one would experience uneasiness or sleepiness. But if one does not rejoice in peace, then the peace is naturally present. When one achieves a state of being naturally in peace, without the pride, it is yoga. The reason is that to achieve the state where naturally peace pervades, no one is a doer or enjoyer of that peace. Whenever there is a doer or enjoyer, there is enjoyment. Wherever there is enjoyment, one continues to remain established in the world. Chapter 6, verse 4. Yada hinendriyarteshu nakarmasvanu shajyate sarva sankalpa sanyasi yoga rudastadochyate. When one ceases to have any attachment, either for the objects of senses or for the actions, which means karma, and has renounced all subtle desires of the world, one is said to have attained perfection in yoga or yoga rudha. Comment. The nature of the world is nothing but objects and actions. Man is considered fully established in yoga or yoga rudha when he does not have attachment to objects and actions. So long as there is attachment to objects and actions, he is situated in the world only. Each object we get, we part from it. Each action has a beginning and an end. Each subtle desire arises and dies. But the self ever stays the same. Therefore, when an aspirant renounces attachment with the objects and actions and abandons all subtle desires of the world, then he attains perfection in yoga. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.